problem is that most of us have just abandoned this belief, or we've come to rely so heavily on someone or something outside of ourselves. One of the great stories of knowing is, again, with our little girl, Sage, who we were spending the summer in our summer home, and we went to visit this dermatologist. And Sage has had this thing called flatwarts for the last, well, since she was 2.5 years old. From 2.5 until 7, which is over 4 years, she had these flatwarts. And not only did she have them around her face, around her mouth, and around her nose, but they were getting worse. They were moving up, and they were getting up around her eyes and so on. And we noticed that they were getting progressively worse, even though all of the places that we had taken her had said, they will go away. She'll outgrow them. But it didn't seem to be that way, and they always said it would be a few months. Well, years had gone by, and she still hadn't. So we were over at my friend's, this dermatologist in Kihei, and I said, Kenny, as long as we're here, would you mind taking a look at Sage? My wife was there, and he took these big white light, and he put it in her face, and he said, you've got flatwarts. She hates that term. She never wanted to call them flatwarts. She calls them her bumps. Right? She just called them her bumps. So he said to her, but the good news is that when you get married, you won't have them. Well, she's 7.5, going, oh, who is this dork you've got me talking to now? And then he said to her something. He said, you know, we can't burn them off, and there's no medicine that we can give them. But he did say something to the effect that the ability to rid yourself of these things is within yourself. And that if you can call upon that healing capacity in you and begin to talk to these bumps in a way in which you ask them to leave, that you have a much greater chance of getting rid of them faster than anything that I could give you, and we certainly can't burn them off because we might scar your pretty face. And that's basically the message that he gave us. I'm paraphrasing. So we went back that night to where we were staying, and there was a whole bunch of kids there, as there always are when we're staying, and all of their friends were there. And we walked into the bedroom, and it was late at night, and over in the corner in a on her air mattress was Sage. And she had the blankets pulled up over her head, and she had a flashlight underneath the blanket. And I went over, and I lifted up the blanket. I said, honey, is everything all right? She said, shh, I'm talking to my bumps. And I left the room, and I came into my wife in the other bedroom. I said, honey, you're not going to believe this, but Sage is in there talking to her bumps. Isn't that great? The next night, we did the same thing. That was the second night. The third night, the same thing. Now, that was Thursday. On Friday, this happened on Monday. On Friday, as God is my witness, on television, every single one of those bumps was gone and has never reappeared since. A knowing that is so profound and so powerful. A lady, I told that story, I've told that story several times since that happened, and a lady wrote me a letter when I spoke in Austin, Texas about this, and she said, she wrote this long letter, and she said, also my husband had a plantar's wart on his foot for over 7 years. He went to the doctor and she tried to remove it 4 times. When we went to Austin to see you, it was the size of a 50-cent coin. You told the story of Sage and her flatworts. We both began blessing, thanking, and asking the planter's wart to go away. Last week, it was the size of a dime. This morning, it was hardly visible and about the size of a small pinhead. You see, there is a stream of healing that is something that we can plug into. It's very much like electricity. People say, well, in ancient Greece, there was no electricity. There was electricity. We just didn't plug into it, that's all. And there's a stream of healing. And when we go into that stream of healing with a knowing, we go to a higher level within ourselves, and we don't allow any doubt in. Basically, in every single one of us, every human being out there, there are two of us. There's two people. The first person in each person is called the ego, or I call it the ego, E-G-O, Earth Guide Only. All right. This is the part of us that says, who I am is separate from you, separate from God, separate from my environment, and therefore I'm in competition with, and my value is based upon how much I get, how much my stuff is worth, how much better looking I might be, or how much more attractive I might be, how much more money I might have, the value of my possessions, and so on. What is mine? So it's not mystical awareness, which says I am connected. It is that individual lower level of awareness, which says my ego. This is mine.